Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast. FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
The Electoral College idea, the Electoral College needs to be reformed. What I support, and I think a lot of us out there beginning right now, about 13 or 14 states supports, is a national popular vote. Where you keep in place the Electoral College, but you have a compact among the states that says, look, whoever wins the national popular vote of all 50 states in the District of Columbia, we will give that winner of that national popular vote our electoral votes for purposes of election. So there are ways around working to make sure that every vote counts. Because right now, all we do is elect the president from the battleground states.
Right. You know, the only time there's ever a constitutional crisis is when the Democrats suggest that maybe the system isn't favoring them as much as they're used to it favoring them. And you know what makes a battleground state a battleground state? All the states that always vote the way they vote every time. Battleground states do differ from election to election, but that's because Elizabeth Warren in Mississippi is going to go red. And you know what Illinois is going to do? It's going to go blue. It sucks. Illinois, it's a bummer. That's the new, you know, Illinois land of Lincoln, still a bummer. I mean, that's the point, is that battleground states can change, but it's based on the way that other states are regularly. And you were suggesting that those other states that always are red, if you've got like Idaho that's always red, you want to throw our electoral votes into the way that the popular vote goes, Idaho ceases to be red. So you're gonna take the idea of battleground states. You think that it's bad that we only decide the election in battleground states? False. All of the other states are very set in their ways and are determined to vote the way they generally vote, which is what creates the battleground states. And they're battleground states for a reason. They're a mix of different kinds of people. And that's what determines the ultimate election in the end. And you cannot dissolve state lines to benefit your lunacy of suggesting that some people might not want to have Hillary Clinton become the president of the United States. Tony?
So this dumb argument is that if you don't live in a battleground state, you're ignored.
False.
But to your point, any state can turn into a battleground state, and we've seen that happen over the years. Some states...
Trump did it.
Some states are traditionally red, but then over time they turn blue or vice versa. And so battleground states can change. It's not necessarily the same states every year, especially when you look back, you know, decades. However, nothing will change if there's no electoral college. Not only will the other states that aren't battleground states be ignored, according to that philosophy, 45 of the states will be ignored every year, because all you're going to have to do is campaign in New York, campaign in California, campaign maybe
Chicago.
In Texas, Chicago for sure. go to the high population areas.
Mm-hmm.
You think any presidential candidate is going to care one bit what people think in Montana, Wyoming,
Missouri,
Idaho, Vermont, Missouri,
yeah,
Rhode Island, New Hampshire. I mean, and all of these little states, Mississippi, where Elizabeth Warren got a standing ovation for saying that she wanted to eliminate the Electoral College. Mississippi wouldn't matter one bit anymore.
When they go to...
The vast majority of states wouldn't matter one bit anymore.
When they go to Illinois, are they going to come to Southern Illinois? Or are they going to go to Illinois and go to Chicago? Yeah. Obviously, they're going to go to Chicago.
It's like arguing that you need air to breathe. It's so mind-boggling to me how dumb people are that are wanting to get rid of the Electoral College in these small states because they're giving away all of the power of their own vote. They're saying, my voice means nothing anymore. I'm nothing anymore. Take it away from me. You go ask the people in New York what's best for us in Missouri.
Yeah, they know.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
I feel like we need the rally mode drop for Tony. Just like,
it's Tony's rally
mode.
It's just,
Tony rally mode.
It's maddening because it's like, you somehow think that you are increasing the power of your vote because every person's vote is equal now. No. It's
Linda, Linda.
Come on,
it's
Linda.
Not. You don't matter anymore.
100%. In the state of Missouri, you got Kansas City, you got St. Louis. Anywhere in between, if you're not in one of those two places, you're never going to see a politician again.
And even Kansas City and St. Louis are pretty far down the list.
Yes.
Because what, the 20th biggest, 20th market or something like that?
22.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you're
dumb.
Worried about New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. You could lose. You could lose 90% of the counties all over the country, and still become the president if the Electoral College isn't a thing.
Ken, thanks for calling the show.
Well, I'm from the great state of Illinois.
Thanks, man.
You and me, Ken.
We know exactly what the problem is. If you want to be the governor of the state of Illinois, you got to win three counties. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Bond County doesn't matter. Marion County doesn't matter. You need to start naming your counties. It don't matter. Johnson County doesn't matter. Let's go up to DuPage. Let's go up to Cook, and let's head over to, I'll pick another one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eliminate the Electoral College, that's exactly the problem you'll have through the entire nation. And when our forefathers came up with this system, it was specifically so that these huge areas could not
control
the entire country. That's what it was set up for. Oh, hell. I mean, let's eliminate the Electoral College. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, please, geez, God almighty. I mean, I'm in Illinois, and we're screwed already because, you know what? You know what's going to happen with our income tax? And I got news for you. My representative ain't voting that way, but here we go. Graduated income tax, and oh God,
you know
what the deal is. Who I am because I call you all the time, and I'm hurting over here. I'm about ready. This is gonna sound terrible, but 2 to 3 years, my little company is out of this state.
Yeah, I know, Ken. You and a lot of other people who have already left and who are looking to leave, and my heart breaks for you, and I'm with you. We're going to fight while we can, but...
And here, you know, they jacked the minimum wage over 5 years to $15 an hour. Here's something to consider. What do all your teachers' aides make? You have unionized custodians in the school systems that start in at about 12, and they've worked up to that $15 an hour thing, but what most people don't realize is that you're going to take a huge hit in your education system in Illinois, which will be followed by what's the next thing they're going to have to do to fund our education system? Real estate tax increase.
Yeah.
And that's how we fund our schools.
It's cyclical, and it's killing the state. Ken, thanks for the call.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
It's killing
me. Hang in there, Ken. Stay with us.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks.
We appreciate it.
What a great point by Ken. I can't believe I never thought of that's a perfect way to explain exactly what will happen in the country. People in Illinois always complain that everything is run by Chicago. Doesn't matter what people in Southern Illinois think, because all a governor has to do is get all the votes in Chicago, and the rest of the state could vote against him, but the governor is still going to win.
Governor
and all
Rauner,
the laws get passed that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
Governor Rauner, when he was running, was so concerned about not offending the Republican votes he could get in Chicago. Forget about downstate. Mm. And downstate starts at I-80, and there are people who are around I-80, which is way far up north in Illinois,
yeah,
who are like, can we be included in downstate? People fight over being included in southern Illinois because our voice is essentially anyone who's not in hyper-liberal Chicago, Cook County. And it is oppressive to the entire state. We are all suffering because of this. That's why there is an actual honest effort right now to get county by county by county in the state of Illinois on board to actually discuss the possibility of seceding from Chicago or from Illinois or whatever we have to be. I mean, the makeup of what Illinois would look like compared to a location that was essentially Cook County versus everything else, we would have a lot less revenue because Chicago is a huge city. It comes with a lot of money, but the policies that seep out of Cook County all over the rest of the state of Illinois are punitive and they're hurtful. You want to impose a mileage tax and that idea comes out of Chicago? How many of those people don't even own vehicles? They don't drive like we do. I got to drive 25 miles every day to get to work and the same amount back home so that I can be employed. And there are people who drive farther than that, but they don't. Maybe they do think about it. They just don't care. This is where the Electoral College prevents the entire country, not just rural, but let's add in suburban, from being oppressed by a lot of the very far left leaning policies that come out of heavily democratically controlled urban areas. It makes a really big difference. I wanted to encourage everybody to go to 971talk.com/merch.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that word. I hate it. I don't know why. I think it's the way people use it. It just
the way it's
me.
Yeah. It's
not as
become
cool.
Yes. This thing now.
But the Dave Glover Show has some cool stuff on there, and Mark Cox. Mark Cox is very worked up about his shirt being the cheapest thing on there. And I say, well, Mark Cox, at least you have a shirt on there.
Mm.
But you can go.
Touché.
Yeah, you can go and get a Team Close T-shirt on there now. I guess those are going to become very valuable items.
Mm-hmm.
For a low $21.99, you can get yourself a Team Close shirt.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not. I really don't.
This would be a good time to talk about it.
Yeah, I could be getting in trouble for saying this. I'm not kidding. But I don't think there's very many of those left because they were so popular. So you need to get them because obviously there's not going to be a reorder.
Mm-hmm.
So
if
you want those Team Close shirts, which are freaking
great,
cool looking,
great shirts.
You need to get them now.
Yeah. So a lot of cool stuff in our merchandise store and on 971talk.com/merch.
Mm-hmm.
Go support the Mark Cox Morning Show and the Glover Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's great looking stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. Mark Cox's t-shirt is the cheapest one on there. Other than the Glover Show stuff.
And that's it?
Someone missing.
Yeah.
If there's another show.
Kilmeade doesn't have anything on here either. I'm really shocked by it.
I can't think of another one.
971talk.com/merch. Go see what they got there. Don't make me say merch again. Merchandise. If there ever was a time that the Annie Fry Show was going to have something in here, we're going to have to get something other than slash merch for me to talk about. It's going to have to be something
you
else.
You despise the word.
I do. I'm starting to twitch just thinking
Annie
about
gear.
Annie
gear.
Annie's stuff.
Let's not put my name in it.
Fry gear.
Frey. Get your
Frey gear.
Get your Frey gear.
You should make a Beto O'Rourke shirt.
Shut up. So it's spelled out the way a dictionary would have it written, just for pronunciation. I probably have to pay him money for that.
On one side it says O'Rourke, and on the back it says O'Rourke.
It's good.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit here. I think your emphasis.
It depends on, it just depends.
Beto O'Rourke.
It's kind of case by case with you.
Depends on this promo that I made.
Sometimes you're right on the money and sometimes you're
Katie trolls both Tony and me in the promo. She just is at her little whim to do whatever she thinks is cute and funny. And I hear the promo today and it's you and me fighting over how you say Beto O'Rourke wrong.
I like it.
Good time.
Beto O'Rourke.
That's close. Closer than usually are.
Passing grade?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a C+.
All right. Well, go. Shut up. 971talk.com/merch and get your Dave Glover Show stuff and your Mark Cox Morning Show stuff. Yep. And that's all that's there. We'll be
that's
right
all
back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to ask you about working in the Senate, the world's greatest deliberative body. Name some Republicans you like in the Senate.
Oh, there's a lot.
Name them. There's 53 to go through.
Look, I have friends on the other side of the aisle.
Name them.
I just told you one. Tim Scott is
go
a friend.
On.
Mike Lee is a friend from Utah.
Okay,
Lamar Alexander, I wouldn't say he's a friend, but he's a statesman. I go to Inhofe's office for Bible study. There are a lot of guys there.
That's a good one, Dad. Inhofe. You get along with that guy. You agree with him on nothing.
Cory Booker having a conversation on Hardball with Chris Matthews. Bravely and boldly coming out and saying he has friends that are known Republicans.
Hardball.
How's he gonna recover from this?
I got friends in low places.
Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that.
That's what it seemed like. He's like, well, you know what?
Is that the equivalent of I have a black friend or I have a gay friend?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a Republican friend. They're not all bad. Most of them are terrible, but
he's few.
He also talked about the president.
Is he racist?
He's a guy that...
Is he a racist?
Racist thinks he's racist.
Racists think that the president is racist, so he's a racist. So this is...
What? It's racist thinks...
Racists believe that Donald Trump is a racist. So if there are people who are racist people and they think Trump is a racist, then he's a racist.
So racists by that...
I hated geometry proofs. This feels like one.
By that...
Not good at geometry. Real good
racists
at algebra.
Racists think that the president is on their side.
Is he a racist?
He's a guy that...
Is he a racist?
Racist thinks he's racist. And his language hurts people. His language is causing pain. Fear. The way he's talking is making people afraid.
Yeah, Democrats... I
was down
fear.
In Mother Emanuel Church. I have talked to people that are afraid
in
South Carolina, where there was a hate crime. People were afraid to go worship at a mosque or a synagogue because hate is on the rise and these hate incidents are on the rise. And we have a president that can't stand up with any moral authority and remind us that when injustice anywhere is a justice is a threat to justice everywhere.
Why?
And it's despicable.
Is this this attitude of the president's moral authority? You know, I have asked people of multiple backgrounds, races, creeds, lifestyles about the president, specifically on the question is he a racist? And the most I get back from people who I trust who will tell me like, you know, they'll tell you the truth. They walk a different life than I do. They'll say that there are times when the president should have said more. The Charlottesville thing that the president didn't come out strong enough against what was happening and his idea that there are good people on both sides is where a lot of this is rooted in. But when you have an advocacy media now just assuming that the president is racist, it is just an understood fact. Going back to your geometry proof, you were to put that in there. What did you call things that were facts? Wasn't there a word for that in geometry? I got a C in geometry.
Yeah,
it was honors geometry.
Yeah, don't do that.
The geometry road was not the correct analogy for this room. But you, when you consider the conversation about the president and his moral authority, it's just understood by everybody that he has no platform to speak upon when it comes to moral authority. The president has had multiple marriages. He's had multiple infidelities in those marriages. But if that instance causes him to have no moral authority to speak on anything, does that apply to Kamala Harris? Because it should. And I've been outspoken in saying, I don't want Kamala Harris's personal choices in her past and her, being involved with a married man. I think that she was with a married man, right? She wasn't married. That sort of a existence of a truth in her past is not more interesting to me than her policies and her positions, which I think would be a disaster for the country. So we can talk about those things. When it comes to moral authority, this understanding that the president has no place to speak from, I don't accept that. And I think that this president has done a good job of looking across demographical boundaries where he's going to apply one thing for one set of people and another thing for another set of people. And this understanding, like this, the premise with which Cory Booker is coming out and talking about how obvious it is to everyone that the president is in the racist community. I mean, I don't know. Do you care if I like vaguely bring this up?
No, you know, go for it.
We've experienced, Katie and I have both experienced relationships, either, you know, via conversation over text or messages or whatever, or in social media, where people all of a sudden think that they know you, or they know something brand new that is transforming who they thought you were, if you are not even just a Trump supporter, but a Republican.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I there's plenty of people in my life that, you know, I've lost contact with, but all of a sudden now, because they have the spirit of politics within them and that they're right because they're Democrats, I am the worst type of human being in the world because I am a Republican and that's what I vote on my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a sexist. I have transphobia.
Women, Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These crazy
ridiculous
things. And finally, I have to step up and say, hey, you know me. Is that what you really have been thinking about me this whole time? Because you've been treating me like a friend for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you know.
Yeah.
So every day we have the live webcam going in studio. You can watch Katie, Tony, and me as we do the radio show. You can tune in on FM News Talk 97.1's YouTube page or go to 971talk.com/Annie to watch it there. On the YouTube page, we have a live chat going on. St. John the Philosopher, Gabe, our friend, is on there and he participates in the chat quite a bit. And he said the only problem with the, quote, good people on both sides comment was how it was reported, which is really, I appreciate that comment, Gabe. Thank you for doing that, because the point that I want to make is that when you have people in the media advocating needing Trump to be understood as racist, it's really hard to take any conversation like that when you hear Chris Matthews put Cory Booker, a black man, on the spot, where there's this understanding that obviously he's racist.
Is he racist? He's a guy that...
Is he a racist?
Racist thinks he's racist.
And that's like enough. That's all they need to say. Nobody's there, you know, they have somebody who happens to work for President Trump who is not white. And then if they say anything good, then she's a prop or a puppet or other words that I would never even utter. I mean, it's you can't win in this world. And the people who reinforce this and have been reinforcing it from the get-go that he is this kind of person, when you talk to the people who are around him, the only person who I can think of that's worked closely with Donald Trump that has come out and suggested that he has racist tendencies is Omarosa, and I don't believe her as far as I could throw her.
Absolutely not.
So I just think that this is very important to understand when you're consuming any media, these truths that are supposed to just be acceptable among all of us. And you don't have to accept them unless it's a factual thing. If it's a judgment call that the media has made on this president or any other politician, reserve the right to come to your own conclusion on that. Tom, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, I've done the math and the algebra here.
Yeah.
he said racist thinks he's racist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you think Donald Trump is racist, then you're a racist.
That's funny.
That is a great point.
Logically speaking, I remember taking math. I think it was 105 was a logic class.
Yeah.
If then, if so, then blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So he's basically telling Chris Matthews, If you think he's a racist, then you're a racist.
That is hilarious. Tom, well noted. Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call.
Have a good day.
Cory Booker and Chris Matthews, I don't think that's the point they were trying to make, but it is a point that they did. It's just, it's unrealistic. Alan, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie.
Hi, Alan.
So every time I hear Cory Booker rail on about racism and stuff, you know, the Klan and all these racist white people, I'm thinking, you know, I'm a little redneck hillbilly. I mean, if anybody was going to know them folks in my 54 years of living, I think that I'll probably know at least one. And I don't know any racist folks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they make it out like these white folks are the boogeyman or something, and there's racists everywhere. But I ain't never met none of them. Have you?
No. Well, you know, I have met racist people before, but you wouldn't find them where Cory Booker would tell you could find them.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Alan. I appreciate it. I mean, We've had this conversation before when you know, people have said words or whatever, and then there's this understanding that when a word comes out that's not part, that's an absolute abhorrent word, people suggest that the reason that came out was because it's part of their everyday vocabulary. We saw that in here in St. Louis. I don't hear people use these words. In my life, I'm blessed to be around wonderful people, I suppose, but I honestly, what I experience on a day-to-day basis is people so terrified of doing or saying anything that could even be perceived as being offensive in any capacity. I am not around anybody who's willy-nilly throwing around racist mm-hmm. epithets and being critical of people who are not exactly like they are. We have been thrust into the PC culture, and we are very, very deep in the PC culture right now. And I think that's where most of us live. I'm with Alan. I don't know these people. That doesn't mean that they don't exist. That doesn't mean that they're not out there. But it's not something I experience in my everyday life. Thank God. And you know, if you're listening and you're like Alan, I bet you could probably attest to that as well. It's important to call out racism when it is there. We should call it out every time. But if everything is racist, is anything racist? If everything is sexist, is anything sexist? I mean, at some point, we're crying wolf a little bit too much. All right. We're going to do Signs of the Apocalypse when we come back. Try to get to some more phone calls as well. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You close
your eyes. We have a request. We were talking a little bit earlier in the hour about the merchandise store that we have at 97.1. You can go get your Dave Glover Show hats, your Dave Glover Show t-shirts, your mm-hmm. Mark Close t-shirts,
yeah.
And they also have added the Mark Cox Morning Show t-shirts are also in there. You can get
there
all
go.
Of them there. They're all available. But
all
the Close t-shirts
merch.
Are super... Shut up. How many times I'm just like my new. I'm sorry, I'm disrespectful.
Shut up, Tony.
Ooh, this is same uh-huh. voice that comes out in Katie every once in a while. This is scary.
No, it's not really my voice.
Close barely works here anymore, and he's
I
got
know.
A shirt.
I'll have to talk to him. I'll have
yeah.
to get with his agent.
I wonder how
we have requests for Annie fanny packs.
Katie
looks
yeah.
anyway.
Give me a fanny pack.
Satan said.
You will give me a fanny pack.
Maybe that's how you get stuff done. You have to make a deal with Satan.
Yeah.
And then there is a request for t-shirts. They said that the t-shirts would have to be cool enough for them to purchase. But people are buying the Dave Glover Show stuff like crazy. So I don't even know if we put them up there, I don't even know if anyone would buy them. Do people buy the stuff? They've said that the Glover Show stuff, and Mark has said that the t-shirts are going pretty well.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, go get your Mark Cox Morning Show t-shirts
uh-huh.
and your Dave Glover
Dave
Show
Glover
t-shirts
Show stuff.
At 971talk.com/merch. You want to really support the team there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Make them feel really...
All the big shows.
Really proud so that those shows can be all over St. Louis.
All the big shows here on the radio station.
so they can really lift us up.
Mark Cox Show.
Feel like a team. Show.
Team effort.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Mark Cox, though, because his t-shirt is $16.99 and the Glover stuff is all over $20.
Ooh.
So Mark Cox must be feeling pretty bad about himself right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Right?
On sale.
He should probably buy his t-shirt so that he feels better about mm-hmm. himself. It's like almost a competition. 971talk.com/merch. That's where you go.
Competition that you have to be invited to.
To get all of the available 971 merchandise.
Now. Signs of the apocalypse.
We also talked
on the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, I forgot that part.
We also talked earlier in the show about the return of 20 Questions with Tony.
Yeah.
Annie Fry edition. If you have ever wanted to ask Annie a question, whether it be super serious or super silly or something in between, tweet it to me, email it to me, get it to me any way you can. And I am going to compile the best 20 questions, and Annie and I are going to sit down and I'm going to ask her all of your questions. I can't wait to do this again. You can go back. Last year we did one with Mark Cox. You can still see that on the YouTube page, the 971 YouTube page. And we're bringing this back. Hopefully it's going to be a very regular thing. And yeah, submit your questions at Tony Colombo 971 on Twitter. Probably the best way to do so. Anything you've ever wanted to ask Annie, send it to me and I'll ask her for you.
I just tweeted you a question.
I like it. All right. Some more unfortunate things from the college scandal situation. A couple of interesting tidbits here. In a February issue of Men's Journal, William H. Macy said, quote, "Never lie. It's the cheapest way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Lies cost you a lot, and they're never worth what they cost."
Yeah.
Words to live by William H. Macy. last year also, Lori Loughlin was told Us Weekly in an interview that John Stamos told her that she should write a book on parenting because she's so darn good at it. One more thing. There is a new YouTube video clip that has gone viral that Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin's daughter, posted on her last day of high school. In that video, she says, quote, "I literally am never at school."
Oh, wow.
I'm literally never at school.
I wonder if that's an appropriate Ooh. Use of the term literally.
Yeah. Here we go.
Wait.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yeah. People asking.
Camille, they're still trolling me on my Beto O'Rourke.
That was good.
That's I didn't good. Say it differently.
C plus.
Camille says it should rhyme with Camille says it should rhyme with O'Fork. So
that's
can
right.
I just call him Beto O'Fork, and would that be okay?
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Just put an R where
change his
S
name
is,
completely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, these that. Next two stories are kind of related. The most ridiculous lies parents use to make their kids behave. Have you ever heard any of these and or used any
I don't
of
like
these?
Lying to my kids.
Some of this is very interesting. To make them stop eating in bed. Some parents have told their kids that if they eat laying down, they'd turn into a snake.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's you know, the kids are going to wise up, and then they're going to know you're full of poo.
Mm. What? Ooh, a snake?
It would scare you if you believed it. I wish somebody would tell me that. Well, never mind. Anyway, go ahead.
A woman who wouldn't eat beef when she was a kid but loved chicken had her mom used to tell her when she tried to make her eat beef, it was just brown chicken. Beef is just brown chicken.
That's all that is.
That's a lie I might go along with.
I've heard this one many, many times.
Brown chicken.
I've heard this one many times. Parents telling kids that when the ice cream truck is playing their music, it means they're out of ice cream.
That's genius.
Oh, wow. That's real
like,
bad.
Oh, they're playing the music. That means they're out of ice cream.
Oh, that's too bad.
Come around the subdivision.
All those disappointed kids running to chase the vehicle. They're just going to have their hearts broken.
If you fall asleep with headphones on, your ears will explode.
Man. I could see someone saying, like, your eardrums will burst or something like that.
You ever have a kid who wants to, like, flip the lights on and off? On and off, on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah, I guess.
Some parents have told their kids that if they do that, it's a signal to the police that you need help and the police will show up at your house. So you got to stop doing
that. What's wrong with just saying,
don't.
Cut it out. Stop doing that. Don't.
Someone's mom claimed it was illegal to see the same movie twice.
Maybe some parents have to get very creative.
Frozen. I can't do it anymore. I did. I have to admit, I said I don't like to lie to my kids. We have most of our Disney movies on Amazon Prime, and all my 2-year-old wants to watch is Frozen. And I told her that movie on Prime was broken right now.
It's done.
That was a lie. I'm a bad mother.
You know what? This isn't something that has to go with like obedience or anything, but my cousins, when I was very little, told me at like 4 years old that I was actually raised by wolves. And it got me thinking whenever you said,
wait, sense.
Were you?
Things are
and
starting to
I was,
together.
I really believed it. I think I started crying to my dad about it. And at first I was like, why would any kid believe if they laid down like that, they'd be a snake? And then I'm like, oh crap. I remember I thought I was raised by wolves at one point. So,
and she just found out she wasn't last
and
week.
And today is the day I found out I wasn't.
So along the same lines, another survey was done about the most embarrassing facts that people believed when they were kid. Facts in quotation.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, yeah? Something you believed as a kid?
Is it an adult? Wait, to an adult.
Did you believe that you were
what is it?
Wolves?
I saw a picture on Facebook. I think I've told this before. I saw a picture on Facebook within the last 6 months of a sloth. Mm-hmm. I thought sloths were extinct. Like, I thought they went the way of, what were the really big elephants?
Woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoth.
I thought that they were extinct. And I was like, how did they get this video? It looks so real. And I said to my husband, and he's looking at me like,
the CGI of this sloth.
You need to not talk to people on the radio anymore. You are not allowed to educate our children in anything. And I, like, every time I see a sloth, I'm so happy.
I love
that
it.
They're still here. I'm like, you made it. And I'm the only idiot who didn't know that they
You're
were
alive.
Real. I swear.
Who's the one? What's the voice of Anna? Who's married to the
oh,
Dax?
Kirsten
something.
Gillibrand. No, she's kidding. The one, I'm kidding.
She's the one that's like in love with sloths, right?
Yes.
Like she has like an obsession with them.
Yeah. She
anyway.
Imagine if she thought they weren't real, and then one day they just came
then
back.
They showed up.
It
in her
was
house.
A big deal. And every time I see them, I have this personal sense of I'm so happy for you.
So here are some embarrassing facts that people believed as a kid. If you plucked off your hair off your head and planted it in the ground, more hair would grow out of the ground because hairs have roots. Another one, limes were just lemons that weren't ripe yet.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Great, yes. Gravy is turkey blood.
Ew. Ew. Oh. I'm never eating gravy again now.
If you ever took medicine for something that you didn't have, you would then get that thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
This one's great.
It's a very fine line between making medicine good enough to taste so that your kids will actually take it when they need it and not so much that they, anyway.
I could see myself believing this one. The light at the bottom of a pool is a trap door to the ocean and sharks could sneak through it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Every time you pass gas, your heart skips a beat. And if you watched a PG-13 movie before you were 13, you'd get arrested.
Oh, that's believable too.
Yeah.
When you're 11, you're like, oh snap.
Let's start telling Katie facts. Some that are facts and some that are not, and let's see what sticks.
I'll be confused for the rest of my life.
You were not raised by wolves, right? That would be fake news to say.
I mean, I don't know. My parents, if I was, they haven't told me the truth yet.
It's really a distinguishing moment about what kind of parents you have if they go along yeah. with that, or if they're like, Katie.
No. Maybe you weren't raised by wolves. Maybe you just had a wolf babysitter once.
Explain that one. Podcastradio.com. Dave Glover Show coming your way.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.